Aiden, you want to do an intro song?
Happy birthday. No, how does it go?
Well, you're the one that dropped the beat, so I'll just let you drop another beat, and then I will drop a selection of fat lyrics. Excellent. That was great. Welcome, everyone, to the Gawker.com podcast. This is a very, very special podcast. It's not only the last podcast of 2000, what? It's not only the last podcast of 2010. It is more guestishness. Aiden is on the line from New Zealand, who you just heard with a remixed version of the podcast theme song from a
The
while
radio
back.
edit.
Yeah, that was the radio edit for sure. And Sarah is back as well. Hello, Sarah. I know you're out there somewhere.
Hello.
Excellent. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the Gawker.com Year in Review podcast. It feels like there should be like music here or something, doesn't it? Feels like
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
what she said. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take this opportunity to just talk about some of the great things that have happened in the year that was 2010 as far as Gawker.com is concerned. Let's jump right in. Let's begin with the best scripted video. The video's on the site, of course, for all of you, since I'm sure you all have all my whole website memorized. The videos are grouped into two categories. One is scripted videos, and one is random videos. We have three nominees for the best scripted video of 2010. The first one being the French Foreign Valentine's Day Affaire de Coeur video. The next one being the Skeletons trailer from this past summer. And last but not least, a late addition to the nominees, the Olive Taste Test video. Ladies first, Sarah, give us your pick for video best scripted video of 2010.
I personally would have to go with the Skeletons trailer. Like it really wanted me to actually find or I really wanted something to actually happen with that. I wanted to see the whole thing. It actually looked like a pretty good let's call it setup. I don't know. It was really good. It was high quality mediocrity at its finest.
So it was the kind of trailer that you made that you wished that the movie existed for.
Yes, in so many words, precisely. Yeah, I would have loved to see an actual video come out of that.
Aiden, what's your pick for Gawker.com best scripted video of 2010 of awesomeness?
Well, I've had my people discussing it, and the general consensus here is also the Skeletons trailer. However, I've only recently just viewed the Muffin Man music video, and so I'm gonna have to go with the Muffin Man music video.
As previously discussed, the Muffin Man music video actually was relegated from the best scripted video category.
Oh, so you mean delegated?
No,
Demoted?
yeah, re relegated.
No, not demoted, because that just implies bad quality. More like just, moved around.
It was crap, and so it's been
Was good crap.
kicked out. It was good crap.
Well, I didn't much care for the Affaire de Coeur. I was a little bit lost, as I'm sure most of your audience was.
It
And
was
uh, and
fine, but it just didn't work.
I'm not a huge fan of olives. I love the idea of olives. Olives intrigue me, but I'm not a huge fan of the olives themselves. So, I'll appease the masses. Skeletons, it is.
That's crazy. See, because personally, I actually like Affaire de Coeur the best. I think it has the best combination of production values. The parody in it, I thought was just hilarious.
Well, it was certainly, I think, the best put together, but its profoundity, maybe a little too profound. That almost didn't come out right.
Well, then we have a not
Against
consensus. What's
one.
the word we're looking for? We have a decision, I guess.
Stale mate.
Well, not really. I mean, officially speaking, I guess I do hold veto powers, but I will go with the judgment call of our esteemed judges. Ladies and gentlemen, the best scripted video from gotgrip.com from 2000. I can't say that. From 2010 AD is the Skeleton's Trailer. The Skeleton's Trailer.
Let's try that whole thing again.
No, forget it. Why don't you pause the podcast and go watch the Skeleton's Trailer right now? I'll wait. And welcome back. Let's talk random videos.
That was actually good.
Thank you.
Baby carrots scare me. Is that random enough for you?
Yeah, that can make a good video. Yeah, that can make a good video. But what we're looking at is the best random video of 2010. We have three nominations once again. I'm going to stop saying that because there's three nominations for pretty much everything. Number one is the Night Market video from when I was at the Night Market in Richmond. And then we have two camp meeting videos, the High Ropes video and the Glow Sticks video. Aiden, Sarah was first last time. What's your pick for best random video of 2010?
Well, in the spirit of best random video, I feel that the best way for me to choose would be that one there. Okay, glow sticks.
What do you like about the glow sticks video?
My favorite part about the glow sticks video was that when I closed my eyes and pointed at my screen, it was underneath my finger, almost perfectly.
Yeah.
And so, I think that just speaks for itself.
That it definitely speaks volumes.
Odd that you should stick your finger on glow sticks because I actually chose that one as my personal favorite.
Awesome.
Yeah, you got a magic finger.
That could go any number of directions. Why don't you explain to us why you like the glow sticks video?
How often do you run into a guy with a neck brace? Or, run into him gently. I mean, anyway, because he's got a neck brace. And you just don't want to add more injuries. But, it's so creative to, or just plain crazy to stick a whole bunch of glow sticks. And then recording all the reactions, the reactions were random.
Can I just say that we'll go with the creative one, and then I can say, see, Dan told you so.
Okay. Sure. I'll just stop now. But anyway, that was definitely my favorite. Oh, and my favorite part, though, wasn't actually the glow sticks. It was when the glow stick guy, he grabbed the camera and pointed at his brother's socks and sandals. That was perfect.
John,
why are you laughing at my glow sticks around my neck? You got socks and sandals. Mwahaha. That was a nice
mwahaha. Yeah, that was one of my favorite parts, too.
That's a tough one for me because the Night Market one was just, it was fun. Like, the video didn't really totally encapsulate the amount of fun that it was to go around the Night Market. The glow sticks video was just awesome because it was freaking glow sticks.
Yeah.
And the High Ropes video was amazing just because it was quite a frightening experience. But since it really doesn't matter what I pick, I would probably have to go with Night Market video myself, but that's probably just because I was there and the sentimental aspect and stuff like that. But once again, I am outvoted. It's a glow sticks video.
I didn't say that the Night Market was bad either. Right. I really enjoyed that one. Like, I'm going to lick your tofu. Like, seriously, that was epic. That was good.
Yes, that was... That did actually truly sound so much better in my head. And High Ropes comes in last. Sorry, Devin, but all the pain and suffering you went through on those High Ropes.
It was entertaining to see you suffer, though.
I was all for naught.
All for naught. Okay, am I the only one that saw the pun in that?
Why, because it's ropes?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I see what I did there. What? Ah, forget it. Okay, so best song best song, the nominations.
All right. So Best song. The
nominees are
You All Along.
You All Along.
My All.
My All.
Just having fun.
Sarah.
I would actually have to say Just Having Fun is my top pick. Just because it sounds like a fun song. Like, it sounds like it's the most engaging.
Aiden.
Without a doubt, two hands raised for You All Along. It got me going. It was good. It was well done. I enjoyed it. I like the words. I like the melody. The guitar was nice. The voice was nice. The composition of it worked really well for me.
This is probably the hardest thing for me, because one thing, like, all those songs I didn't do by myself, so it's like having Elise on Just Having Fun was awesome, and being able to work with Brandon and Dan on My All was awesome, and, you know, getting Kimmy in and getting Tina into the vocals and stuff was awesome. If I had to pick one of them, oh man, I'd have to pick You All Along.
I'd pretty much have to.
Yeah. So yes, best song of the year is the song I managed to squeak in before the end of the year. You All Along. Everyone go listen to that and post comments on how wonderful Tina can sing and stuff, how great Kimmy's guitar was. Best podcast. Now, it should be said at this point that the nominees are, of course, podcast number 15, the Heidi, Brandon, and Devin podcast from Cam Meeting. Podcast number 21, the Jams podcast with Tina and Brandon and Jeremy when we were all here in the lair doing some music and stuff. And the podcast from not too long ago, the Aiden podcast. I guess I didn't really think that through before inviting Aiden to be a judge for this. But
I apologize.
Okay, yeah. You apologize because you're going to pick your own podcast? Or?
Oh, no, I apologize for all the lewd behavior.
Oh, I see.
And all the parts that you had to cut out. I didn't realize that you were trying to keep these PG.
Well, fortunately, no one who's listening to this will have heard the bits I cut out, so...
I'm mostly sorry for all the swearing. I mean, I couldn't even... I don't know.
And then when you were talking about how to build a bomb and stuff, that was just... I just couldn't leave it in.
Well... And I'm surprised that you wouldn't even allow the links, because, you know, it's one thing to, you know, describe it all. But, I mean, you know, if people don't want to know how to build a bomb, they don't have to click the links.
Well, it's kind of like in for a penny and for a pound, right? Like, I had to cut that out. I had to cut out the whole human sacrifice thing. I just really didn't feel comfortable leaving some of that stuff in the podcast.
Could have left in the coupon code. Sounds like you're missing out on something.
Nothing we can tell you about. Yeah. Anyways, so Aiden, what is your favorite of those three podcasts? What do you think is the best podcast of the year?
After thinking long and hard about this, I think that the best podcast for the year 2010 is podcast number 21 titled Jams.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I especially liked the links, such as Naps.
Yeah.
Frosted yes. Tips.
Yes, we did discuss Frosted Tips briefly,
and the Wikipedia link to Jesus Loves Me.
Yes, classic. Yeah, that was definitely. There's nothing like recording a podcast at 2 o'clock in the morning, that brings out the absolute crazy in people. But that was a good time. Sarah, which was your favorite?
Well, at first I was all ready to pick Aiden's podcast, but now that you told me about all the stuff that you had to cut out, I'm not so sure I want to continue with that. I think I'm actually going to go with the Jams podcast as well. I like the music aspect of it. This was really done at 2 o'clock in the morning?
We did finish that at about 2 a.m., yeah.
Wow, it's some pretty good quality stuff for 2 a.m.
To be honest with you, I think... Overall, I would probably go with the Heidi, Brandon, and Devin one, just because, to me, whenever I listened to that, it was always just, you know, you're waiting for them, you know something funny is going to happen, you just don't know what or when. but something funny is going to happen. But the Jams was definitely a good time. It was definitely pretty awesome. So we have ourselves a winner, ladies and gentlemen. The Jams podcast, the best podcast of 2010. All right, two more categories left before some honorable mentions. We have the best collaboration. These are the...
good group effort.
Yes, yes, the best group effort of 2010, I guess. The nominees are the We Know the Muffin Man Project, the one song and four video Muffin Man Project of Awesomeness that was released in... whenever that was released earlier this year. And two songs, You All Along and My All. Sarah?
Definitely the Muffin Man. That was a big project, and it took a lot of different people doing different things for all of the same thing, at least in singing. But it was definitely the most impressive, I think. Definitely well done. Definitely took a lot of coordination and a lot of effort. Which is not something that is usually seen in most of these productions, but
right to the heart.
Oh yeah, it's killing me here.
I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Yeah, obviously.
Told myself that way, but
just gonna
anyway,
go sit in a corner and cry now.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Anyway, yes. My vote goes to the Muffin Man Project, 100%.
Aiden, what are your thoughts on this topic?
I have to agree all the way. We know the Muffin Man because since the dawn of your website, you have been begging to meet people who actually know the Muffin Man, and you know even earlier this year, you've got people that you're asking, and other people are asking, and you've got this whole network, and it's good that you finally found people that know the Muffin Man.
Yes, the We Know the Muffin Man Project was definitely a high point in the history of GotGrip.com productions. And so I think we have unanimous winner here. I think the best collaborative effort was definitely the Muffin Man Project.
I think this unanimous decision should be part of the best collaboration, you know.
We'll have to unanimous. Do that. We'll have to
next year.
Well, all right.
But that's the thing, though, is that this unanimous decision is part of this year, so we'll have to, like, have a late addition to the best collaboration nominations, and that is...
a unanimous decision.
The unanimous decision of the best collaboration video. Aiden, what are your thoughts on that?
I think you should just do a rerun and then and call it all good. You can do reruns, right?
Well, see, the problem is that if we pick our agreeing that the Muffin Man was the best video... as the best collaboration, then it doesn't work because then we wouldn't have picked that Muffin Man project unanimously to be the best collaboration. You know what I mean?
No, actually, I have no clue.
Well, I mean, if like right now, all three of us have picked the Muffin Man project, and so if one or more of us picks the fact that we picked the Muffin Man project, that means we won't have picked the Muffin Man project, which defeats the purpose of us having collaborated.
Oh no! What I was referring to was is next year when you do your same thing, which is the best collaborative effort. If you do a rerun of what we're talking about right now, well then it'll be eligible for the 2011.
Like you release this podcast next year, and
then
it can count as lame, but it could work.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, people are stupid. They don't know what they're
doing. We've already discussed how keen my podcast listeners are, though. They are a very small but very attentive bunch.
You mean they're short?
They sound like Oompa Loompas.
No, I don't mean short.
Very small
in stature.
But very attentive.
Oompa,
I mean, they are a small a group that is few in number.
I love you. Yourself.
Well, how many Oompa Loompas have you seen?
Okay, anyway, look, the point is the Muffin Man Project gets best collaboration. That is the point. And whether or not, and this podcast is coming out in 2000, I mean, it's only the 29th of December right now. Ha ha ha. So, that's what's up. Okay. We just did best collaboration.
Best what?
Huh? What? No, best collaboration. We just did that. Okay, I'm just not looking at my list in order. Okay. The funniest moment from the 2010. I had three things here, as previously discussed. Sorry, I just completely had a brain freeze there. Funniest moments I have listed. One is podcast number 15's miniature explosion that Sarah talked about not too long ago. The other, of course, is the... sorry, it's just having flashbacks to the High Ropes video. The High Ropes video definitely had some classic moments. And the podcast theme song that Aiden and Nathan... that Nathan came... or sort of came up with the idea and that Aiden implemented so well. Yeah, that's...
did you hear that one, Sarah?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, definitely the theme song for me takes the cake. That was just... that just made me want to hold my head and just... But it was so good. It was just like, oh, really? You guys are actually doing this? And it was hilarious. I mean, wow, you really put effort into this. What was that? Who did the whole, like, squawking noise? Or
that was Aiden.
Oh, wow, yeah. Kudos.
That was
that
really,
that's really got it. It's the strange bird being strangled to death repeatedly.
Did your roommate actually ask you what was going on? Did she ever, or he ever, know, find out what was going on there?
I brought it up with her a couple days ago. I said, by the way, did you hear any of that? I was probably beat red, and she said, yeah, I just kind of ignored it. I wasn't sure what you're doing, but I just ignored it. I said, yes, for the best. I was talking to my friend, and we were doing like an impromptu kind of rap, kind of, you know, theme song, and I'm not even sure if she was listening, which was probably for the better.
You should get her to check out the podcast, so hopefully it'll help you save face a little bit.
Yeah, good.
Or not, you know, whatever. So, Aiden, what's your pick for the funniest moment?
Obviously the podcast number 32 theme song, QB Chat, because, the squawking, you know, that was all fun and all, but to me that's just sort of, you know, everyday life.
Right.
Oh, really?
I feel bad for people who know me, especially family members. Gosh, but the best part was just completely catching Nathan off guard, and I rendered him speechless. He didn't know how to respond, what to say, and again, to me, it was just like, you know, an everyday normal thing, right? And then to him,
naturally,
it was beyond anything. And then on top of that, you know, we finally managed to get through this thing. You know, we stop our giggles and we proceed. And then that was when I remembered that my roommate was with her two or three friends over. And then you guys are doing your thing, and I'm going, oh, oh. And then I just stop. I don't start laughing. I don't tell you guys to stop. I just stop. And I thought about what I did. You know, I hung my head and I thought about what I did.
So. The funny thing about that is I didn't really even know what was going on because Nathan kind of took over the beat when you stopped. And so I couldn't tell who had stopped or if somebody was laughing. I don't know what was going on. But I actually am going to have to agree with you guys. As much as funny as the miniature explosion thing was, and as comical in a tragic sort of way as the High Ropes was, and it was, yeah, the miniature explosion is definitely a close second, but the theme song is probably the single funniest moment that has happened in my life this year.
It's so awkward.
Anyways, just a few honorable mentions. That is, we'll do a quick recap here of the best everything of the year. The best video as voted by our esteemed panel of judges with me is the Skeletons trailer. The best random video is the Glow Sticks video. The best song is You All Along. The best podcast is the Jams podcast. Best collaboration is the Muffin Man Project, and the funniest moment is the podcast theme song from podcast number 32. A few honorable mentions. The biggest miracle, the biggest miraculous production completion that happened this year was My All, the song My All. And the reason is because I recorded that with Brandon. Brandon, Dan, and I wrote that song in sort of, I think, late August of 2009. And then Brandon and I laid down a bunch of tracks for it, and I was producing it. And Brandon said, okay, well, I want to do a couple of lead guitar parts for it. But he didn't have his electric guitar here, so he was going to go home and do it at home. And so I'm like, ah, no big deal. So he gets home, and the first thing is he's waiting for his new computer to arrive. So the computer arrives, and he's like, oh, okay, I need the software. So the software gets the software. It's like, oh, it's just a trial version. I have to renew it. So basically, it took me going down to his graduation and sitting down in his house and saying, okay, record this now. I'm here. You're here. Let's do it. Sat him down, got it recorded. 10 months later, the song was released. And I had no end of joy reminding him that there was a child that was somewhere in the world. There was a child who was a living, breathing human being that when we started that song, did not exist. Like, did not exist.
That's pretty profound.
It went through, I'm talking, went through conception, went through gestation, went through childbirth, and was a living, breathing human being.
A child went through childbirth. Oh, yeah, I guess children do go through childbirth.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's the most traumatic thing of anyone's life. That's why no one can ever remember it.
I've certainly blocked mine out of my memory, but
I thought getting circumcised was one of the most traumatic. I mean, I
guess only for guys.
Couldn't walk for like 2 years.
I guess it depends how old you are when you get circumcised, but... Anyways, I'm changing the subject. Yeah, forget it. So yes, the biggest miracle of the year was My All, definitely.
That's
so
okay.
Congratulations to
I now know about how babies are made.
Yeah.
You know, very informative.
You now know everything about how to make a baby. And the most heartwarming moment, I had to include this just because it's going to be one of those things that is just goes down in history. If you have not listened to Dan's podcast, I think it's podcast 14, please go and listen to that. It is just, it's an amazing story. I've talked about this so many times in the podcast before, but Dan is the guy who broke his neck playing rugby. And I sat him down when I was at CAM meeting and we talked about that whole thing. And that was just like, it was pretty amazing. Yeah, the story is pretty awesome. So do yourself a favor and go and listen to podcast number 14. It is fantastic. So yes, those are the 2010 Got Grip Award. No, not Got Grip Award, because Got Grip Awards are different. Got Grip Podcast Awards? Yeah.
They're nominated for something.
Yes, the Got Grip Podcast Award nominations and winners and stuff.
Everyone applaud. Yay!
Yay! I'll put in a clapping sound effect here somewhere. Yeah. Yay! Listen to all those people clap. Yeah. Anyways, thank you to Aiden and Sarah for being our esteemed judges for the GotGrip.com Podcast Awards for 2010.
It was my pleasure.
It was a unique experience.
Yeah.
It was not her pleasure.
There's only one GotGrip.com Podcast 2010 Award podcast episode. So, yes, this is actually a unique experience.
Okay.
So, thanks everybody for supporting the podcast in 2010. I cannot believe I've managed to actually keep a weekly podcast going since May. It's probably going to be the death of me, but thank you to everyone who has been out there and listening, and thanks to all of the kind words from everybody. Thanks to all of the feedback. Thanks to the feedback? What? Thanks for all of the feedback that people have given me. Thank you to all of my guests for putting up with me long enough to get podcasts recorded. And I hope everybody out there has a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic New Year's. Please stay safe. Sarah, any parting thoughts?
Just just Happy New Year, everyone. All the best, and keep listening / watching, because sure, it's not the most beneficial thing you can do with your time, but it's certainly the most entertaining. There we go.
And it keeps me off the streets. So, Aiden.
Yeah, just a couple here. Thanks for having me on the podcast. It's been a wild time, a couple of boring times. Shared a lot of laughs, a few tears, a couple of wedgies, and self-inflicted. Keep it real out there, and don't let Paul suck you into anything that you're not comfortable doing. And that sounds way worse than I intended it.
Oh man. I think this podcast just got a nomination for funniest moment of 2010. Oh my goodness. Okay, so that is it. That is it for this podcast episode. That is it for 2010. I will see you in 2011, God willing. Thanks again for checking out the podcast. Have a fantastic New Year's Eve. And, yeah, somebody take us out of here. I don't care who.
This has been a
.com production.
Podcast.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 2010 goes out with a... Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Happy New Year. See you in 2011.